Uncle Star found a campground somewhere outside of Cheyenne. We set up the two tents. Uncle Star would get one, and Bobby and I would get the other. Once we had the air mattresses inflated and the sleeping bags rolled out, Uncle Star then started the campfire. Bobby never left my side the whole time. While Uncle Star prepared the beef stew we were having for dinner, Bobby and I explored the campground. He found opportunities to give me a kiss several times. I wasn't sure how to react to it. I mean, he's my friend and all. That will always be true, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to love him back the same way he was loving me. Does that make any sense? I think Bobby sensed this and stopped it after a while. When we got back to the campsite, Uncle Star had the stew ready with bread, honey, and hot chocolate. I don't know what it is about camping, but it always makes food taste extra good. Bobby was looking rather, I don't know, contemplative all throughout dinner.
So, do you boys want to make s'mores?
Actually, if it's okay, Mr. Borealis, I think I'd like to take a walk.
Oh, but I wanted s'mores.
It's okay, Dipper. I think I want to be alone for a bit.
Well, okay, but don't wander too far and come back before it gets dark. Oh, and take a flashlight, too, just in case.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Borealis.
I had the feeling what was up with Bobby, but I didn't dare say anything. I don't know what Uncle Star would think. I didn't have much of an opportunity to wonder, though.
Dipper, I've been meaning to have a little talk with you about something.
Oh, look, I'm sorry about how I've been acting lately.
Well, thank you for the apology, but it really wasn't necessary. You were hurt pretty badly by the trial, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
And you said something I overheard at the airport before we left. How you wish you and Susan had never met.
Well, I do. I should have obeyed you.
Well, hold on a moment. Let's look at it another way. Look at it from Susan's point of view.
She's probably hurt, too.
Yes, she probably is. But where would she be if she had not met you?
Probably better off.
Would she? With parents who abused her? With a boyfriend who beat her? And after she met you, where is she now? With people who love and care about her. She will have problems, sure. But she is much better off now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You saved her life, Dipper. Think about that. Yes, you're hurting. You're hurting bad. But you saved her life. Your actions set the wheels in motion that got her out of a situation that could easily have ended in her death.
I never thought about that. All I seemed to worry about was what I was feeling.
Sometimes, Dipper, we have to do things that are going to hurt us. Hurt us bad. But we do it in order to help someone else. Your pain, Dipper, saved Susan's life. And for that, I am very, very proud of you.
It still hurts a lot.
Yes, I know. But Dipper, don't let that pain close your heart. I almost made that mistake. Don't do the same thing. It's okay to feel pain, Dipper. It shows that your heart is alive. And if the pain gets too great, well, you can always go to Bobby or come to me or your mother.
Yeah, Bobby.
You're only 12, Dipper. You have a lot of time. Somewhere out there, surely there is someone who can help you heal.
Yeah. Uncle Star, I'm going to turn in early, okay?
Sure. I'll keep an eye out for Bobby.
Thanks. I went into the tent and got into my sleeping bag. Uncle Star was right. I did save her. Maybe this pain has some meaning. And maybe, if I keep my heart open...
Somewhere out there, beneath a pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight.
Somewhere out there.
night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby. It helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
Somewhere out there, if love can see.
Might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath.